What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I'm James Yarko, usually joined by David Harrison, but he has the night off. He's been traveling a lot for work and enjoying a nice quiet evening at home with his family. And instead, we have brought on Bailey Adams. You can find everything that we're doing over at BucksNation.com and make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, and at Bailey J Adams 22. Bailey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, college football's back. I've been on the couch all day. So I don't know. Nothing beats that.
Yeah, I unfortunately had the Illinois game on when I, you know, took my afternoon nap, fell asleep. They were down 17-3, woke up and they won. And I realized that Lovie Smith wasn't going to get fired. And I cried a little bit. But how fantastic was that Penn State Appalachian State game?
It was incredible. I was rooting for the upset, but at the same time, I don't know. It was just a great game to watch, honestly.
Yeah, it was. I had taken my son skating today. He starts ice skating lessons again next week because he's wanting to play hockey, and walked in the door. My buddy said, dude, turn on Penn State, Appalachian State. And oof, that was an exciting game. But we are not here to discuss college football, even though I'm sure Bailey enjoyed the helicopter that flew a co-national champions banner over the Alabama game today. I thought that was funny.
Absolutely did.
The Buccaneers have done what every other team in the NFL did, and they have cut down to their initial 53-man roster. Of course, that is subject to change. Who knows? Maybe by the time you're listening to this, they've already made more moves. All these players are hitting the waiver wire. Guys are going to get picked up. Guys are going to get signed. The Raiders are going to do something else that's really, really stupid. But for right now, we have an initial 53-man roster, and it goes like this. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Griffin at quarterback. Running backs are Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones, Jacquizz Rodgers, and Sean Wilson. Wide receivers are Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Adam Humphries, DeSean Jackson, Freddie Martino, and Justin Watson. Tight ends, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, Allen Cross, Anthony Auclair. Offensive linemen, Alex Kappa, Caleb Benenock, Damar Dotson, Adam Geddes, Mike Lidke, Ryan Jensen, Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith, Evan Smith, and Leonard Wester. On defense, the defensive linemen are Bo Allen, Will Clark, Vinnie Curry, Will Golston, Gerald McCoy, Noah Spence, Mitch Unrein, Vita Vea, Jason Pierre-Paul, Jarrell Worthy. Linebackers, God, I cannot clear my throat. Quan Alexander, Levante David, Jack Sitchie, Cameron Lynch, Adarius Taylor. Cornerbacks, Brent Grimes, Vernon Hargraves, MJ Stewart, Carlton Davis, Ryan Smith, Devontae Harris. Safeties, Chris Conte, Justin Evans, Isaiah Johnson, Jordan Whitehead, and of course you have punter Brian Anger, and last and very much least, kicker Chandler Cantkicanzaro. So Bailey, all this news was flooding in, starting at like 8:30 Saturday morning. The biggest surprise that I saw, and most Buccaneer fans would agree, had to be the move to release Keith Tandy at safety. You know, they obviously like what they see in Isaiah Johnson and Jordan Whitehead. What kind of surprise moves did you see the Bucs make that you weren't really expecting, or maybe it was a pleasant surprise? Yeah, how do you view how this 53-man roster has shaped up?
You know, I think it definitely starts with Keith Tandy. It was weird not seeing him get much playing time last year after the year he had in 2016, especially towards the end of that year. And then I think everyone was kind of wondering what happened last year, and then never saw the field much. You know, there wasn't much buzz about him this offseason. And I don't know if it was just he wasn't a fit or if they're just going younger, but there was definitely that surprise. One of the other surprises to me was cutting Josh Robinson loose. I know he was kind of limited just because he was only special teams, but you know, that's your special teams captain. You know, he was notorious for making those plays down inside the 5-yard line, teaming up with Ryan Smith. But I can't really argue against it just because I don't know whose spot he would take. There's some smaller surprises. I thought Freddie Martino over Bobo Wilson was probably a tough decision they had to make, but I can't say it doesn't make sense considering what we've seen Martino do in his time, you know, up with the 53-man. Pleasant surprise. I don't know if it was a big surprise, but seeing Mike Lidke on make the roster, I was happy to see him just because his versatility in the preseason showed a lot, and I was really impressed with him. I don't know if you feel like that was a surprise at all.
I mean, I guess that was a little bit of a surprise. I think it's more of a surprise that the Buccaneers kept 10 offensive linemen. Some of that may have to do with just worrying about the injuries involved at offensive line. But I wouldn't say that I was shocked to see that Lidke made the team. I was far more surprised, like you said, both Keith Tandy and then, of course, Robinson. And, you know, again, as you said, whose spot would he have taken? He wasn't great defensively. He was the special teams captain. He was a great asset to have on special teams. But if you have these other guys that can do more than that and fill his role on special teams, obviously that makes a lot of sense. Bobo Wilson, Freddie Martino, they brought back Dante Dye for the 1 week, but I was real excited to see the Watson made it. And then Freddie Martino, to me, it was a coin flip. You know, either way, I would have been like, all right, I can see it. You know, it makes sense. Yeah. I was most excited really about Sean Wilson, which we all kind of had a feeling that was coming with Charles Sims getting the injury settlement and being, you know, cut from the team. And just the way he's contributed to the team, he looked great against the Jags in that final preseason game. Granted, that was against third stringers, guys that were cut today, things like that. But he was effective in special teams. Yeah, he looks like he's going to be the return guy. I like the way he runs the ball. I like his vision. I like the way he attacks the line. I'm really excited to see what he can do. And you know, a lot of people are upset about the way Ronald Jones performed. Well, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to carry over all season long, but for as disappointed as you are about Ronald Jones, you should be that excited about what we've seen Sean Wilson do. Other than that, I'm really not surprised at anything. Maybe keeping Devontae Harris. I think that's probably the only thing that I could see a swap being, you know, remove Devontae Harris to keep Josh Robinson. But at the end of the day, you know, you're talking about the sixth corner on the depth chart. I know a lot of Bucs fans are disappointed that Ryan Smith is still going to be on the team. Something that you had said before we started recording was, yeah, it's kind of disappointing that the Buccaneers gave Chandler Catanzaro all that guaranteed money so they can't go out and get Dan Bailey, somebody who's a little more proven, a little more consistent in the kicking game. But yeah, overall, I mean, I'm not floored by anything. I'm not shocked by anything. It's a young team. All of the draft picks made the team for the first time since, I think, Greg Allman said 2010. So it's been a long time since they've really hit on a draft class, you know, this way on paper or through evaluation. We won't know if they've really hit on it for another 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, I was sitting back and laughing earlier just because seeing the reaction all over Twitter of just the draft class throughout the preseason. I know I came out with an article a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, maybe Friday, about Vita Vea and tempering expectations for him. And the reaction to that was, I guess I should have expected it, but people were like, how can I temper any expectations that I didn't have? Like, they're not high on Vita Vea. It doesn't seem like, as a whole, I saw someone saying that, like, this whole draft class, like, they said something about Jason Light being a terrible talent evaluator through the draft, and I think his track record has proven he's not. But seeing how many people are upset through four preseason games with this draft class and then all of them make the roster, I don't know how you can throw your judgment out there that quickly.
Yeah, that's the world we live in, Bailey. It's just hot takes and immediate reactions. I'm getting attacked and praised all at the same time for getting involved in a Raiders thread, which was, oh, it was such a bad idea, but it's still hilarious. Looking at this roster and seeing how it's comprised, we had a good idea of how it was going to be. How do you believe this team stacks up against the Saints in week one? that's a heavy sigh.
I think that says it a lot. I mean, they're so inconsistent. I think in the past few years, there's games where they come out hot and they look really good. Like, you know, they can hang with anyone. And then there's other games where they don't even look like they belong in the NFL. So I think defensively, I'm happy with what they have up front. Obviously, I know that was a big focus in the offseason. So, you know, hopefully there's enough there to get some pressure on Drew Brees, because as far as cornerbacks go, I love Brent Grimes, but, you know, I'm worried to see, I don't know if worried is the right word, but kind of nervous to see Carlton Davis and, you know, MJ Stewart, as good as they look in the preseason, you know, having to step in early and see if Vernon Hargraves can rebound. I don't feel too comfortable at the secondary right now, especially the safety position either. So obviously the linebackers are solid, but defensively I'm cautiously optimistic with what they're going to do against the Saints. You know, you're facing Drew Brees and that's never easy. I know they had a couple games in the past where they've held Drew Brees down a little bit, but you know, he's a candidate to just pop off for, you know, 400 yards and 4 touchdowns right out the gate, which wouldn't do a whole lot for the confidence of the rookies in the secondary. Offensively, you know, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to do enough to get the job done. You know, he's helped obviously a lot by his wide receivers, and I think the offensive line looks pretty good up front, even with the question mark of Donovan Smith. You know, I don't think you can go into this game against New Orleans expecting a win, just because it's I don't think that's where the Bucs are right now. I think they're still a work in progress, which is that's frustrating to say, just considering how long they've been a work in progress. But this is still a team that I think can go toe-to-toe with the Saints. I wouldn't expect a win, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out with a win.
Well, as it stands right now, the Saints are favored by 9.5 points. Oof. Now, Bailey, if you were a betting man, would you take the Bucs or the Saints with that 9.5 point spread?
I think I'd take the Bucs, actually. I think they'll hang. I don't necessarily think they'll win outright, but I think they'll hang and maybe lose by a field goal, lose by 6. I think, especially with their tendency to kind of go down early and then fight back a little bit in garbage time, make it respectable, I think that's something I could see happening. But 9 seems like an awful lot.
Well, lucky for you, you can lay some money on that with our friends over at MyBookie, because the truth is, I don't know who's going to win the game, but if you think you know, then you need to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are the best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. You lay down some cash and you win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that have been good to me. That's why I'm urging all of you to make your way over to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. So Bailey, you can throw $20 in. They'll give you $20. You got $40 to play with. You can put it all on the Bucks with that extra 9.5 points and win yourself some cash. All you have to do is use promo code locked on to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code locked on, LOCKEDON, when creating your account to claim that bonus. You win, you get paid. Big shout out to our friends over at MyBookie. Bailey, I don't know if, well, yeah, you're old enough to gamble. Goodness, what am I thinking? Go over to MyBookie, get yourself some money. Bailey, before we wrap things up here, something that we started to talk about before we recorded, looking, we're taking one last look here at this 53-man roster. And we know for a fact it's going to change. Even if there's no moves made tomorrow, there's no moves made leading up to the game against the Saints, no moves at all for the next 3 weeks, someone has to go for Jameis Winston to come back and be placed on this roster. So you take a look at things. I still stand firm that I don't believe that Ryan Griffin is going to be the guy to go. David would disagree. We had that debate. I think they have to keep Ryan Griffin. They've been grooming him. You know, Fitzpatrick's on a one-year deal. You're going to have to keep Ryan Griffin on the roster. Otherwise, someone is going to end up scooping him up. So who do you think is going to be the odd man out in order to create a roster spot for Jameis Winston?
It's tough. I'm with you. I think Ryan Griffin isn't the guy to go, just considering how much time they've put into him. And, you know, he finally started to show, you know, what he's capable of in the preseason. And I think he is probably the future as a backup here. So I don't see them just kind of cutting him loose right then. I kind of look at the six receivers and think Freddie Martino could be a candidate to go, just because as many targets as they're going to give Evans, as much as they're going to get Deshaun involved, as much as they're going to try to work Godwin in, you know, probably get some stuff for Humphreys and Watson too. I just don't think there's going to be a lot of snaps to go around for Martino. You know, he'll be valuable on special teams, but I think he's a candidate there. You know, he's really the only guy I see, unless you can get into the offensive line. They're carrying 10 offensive linemen right now, but I guess it just depends on the injury situation. If the offensive right. line's still banged up when Winston comes back, I think it's Freddie Martino, because right now, you know, Donovan Smith is banged up and you got some other guys dealing with some minor things. So Freddie Martino would be my pick right now, just with the offensive line situation. Could go on the defensive side of the ball, but I think they're going to have to make another decision on that end with Kendall Beckwith coming back. What was it? Is it 5 weeks?
He was placed on the PUP, correct?
I think, hold on, I have it right here.
Because, yeah, I think it's if he was placed on the PUP list, it's a minimum 6 weeks.
Yeah, it says he's eligible to return after week six. So there's a decision to be made there. I guess that's still a long ways off, but I think Freddie Martino right now is the guy, the odd man out when Jameis comes back.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that completely. I could see him being kind of on the cusp there. And as you alluded to, it really depends, because we are going to have injuries. There's the odds that they go through 3 weeks of football without any injuries is slim to none. Now, whether or not it's going to be something long-term enough to justify, you know, putting that player on IR or releasing them outright or what have you, you know, that would remain to be seen. But I take a look at those 10 offensive linemen, and I think one of them would be the one to go. You have a guy like Evan Smith that can play, you know, a lot of the positions across the line. Same for Lidke now. I think that's why he made the team, is his versatility. I would look at a guy like Adam Gettis or Alex Kappa. They may be the ones on the cusp there that get the boot. You know, looking at the defensive side of the ball, again, 10 defensive linemen, we know that's going to be a position group that's going to endure a lot of, you know, a lot of physicality. There's going to be some injuries there. But I could see it being somebody like Jarrell Worthy. I could see it, you know, if Vita Vea restrains that calf in week one, they could throw him on IR and that'll clear the spot. You know, I hope not, of course, but it's certainly a possibility. You know, they've kind of treated that injury with kid's gloves, and I don't blame them. You have, you know, a strained calf on a guy that's like 3,000 pounds, you know, you don't want to rush him back. You want that thing to fully heal so it doesn't get any worse. But yeah, I mean, I could definitely see Martino being the guy who ends up being the odd man out. But I, you know, as I said, I could also see somebody like Kappa or Gettis, Jarrell Worthy, you know, somebody like that kind of getting dumped in order to bring Jameis onto the roster.
I'm thinking, now that I'm looking at the defense a little bit more too, Devontae Harris could be another one, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's really right there on the edge that I think as long as they're staying healthy in the secondary and they're happy with the progress that the young guys are making, I don't think Devontae Harris is necessarily someone that they need around for a while. So he could be a short-term answer, providing some depth. And then once James comes back, he could be the guy to go to.
Yeah, and of course that will send a lot of Buccaneers fans into a blind fit of rage that a corner not named Ryan Smith got cut. You know, or anybody not named Chris Conte.
Leave Chris Conte alone.
Oh, poor Chris Conte. He's the white unicorn.
I just love that Cutter said he's not as bad as you think he is.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, we can all yell at the TVs or yell at the games and, you know, blame Chris Conte for something, but it may not necessarily be his fault. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of times, and I'm sure I've done it, where I blamed a guy and I didn't understand what they were actually running, and it wasn't his responsibility to do whatever. You know, we're always so quick to jump on a receiver saying, oh, well, the receiver ran the wrong route. Well, no, maybe the quarterback threw, you know, was expecting the receiver to run a certain route and, you know, was expecting the wrong one, and the receiver did the right thing. So, you know, we never truly know unless we sit down with a transcript of every single play that was called and have their playbook right next to us. And Bailey, I don't think we're going to get that kind of access.
Yeah, we're not Pro Football Focus.
Oh, snap. Shots fired. All right. Well, Bailey, anything else that you want to touch on before we get out of here involving the initial 53-man roster?
Not that I can think of. Appreciate you having me on to fill in for David tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the pleasure is all mine, man. I appreciate you jumping on and joining us. And appreciate everything that you do for us over at BucksNation.com, which is where you can find everything that Bailey and I do. And make sure that you're following along on Twitter, at LockedOnBucks, at JArco_Bucks, at BaileyJAdams22. And if you really feel like it, you can follow David, too, even though he's not here, at DH82_Bucks. Tell you what, everybody, the season's almost here. We're just a few days away. By the time you're listening to this, if you're listening the day that it comes out, we are 1 week away from kickoff from the NFL season. It's time to get excited. Hope you all have a wonderful, enjoyable, long weekend. Have a happy and safe Labor Day. And thank you all so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.
Smile to see how far I've come, yeah. Fighting for sales on a strip to negate the hustle from, yeah.